Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. I have a gadget that's not new technology. It's been around for a few years, but I personally didn't own it. This is the greatest thing. I love it. Stay tuned.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We are on episode 182. Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. The Gadget Professor is now heard in 171 countries around the world, and I owe that all to you, so thank you very much. It is November 20th, and as I said, we're on episode 181. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. If you're old, welcome back. We come up with a new episode every Thursday evening, and we talk about tech news, we talk about a lot of free apps, and we also have the Gadget of the Day. Today's Gadget of the Day is a very cool gadget, and maybe we can take a peek at camera two. I think we're set up, but it is a Panasonic Bluetooth basically headset slash phone, and it's a very cool item, and I'm using it daily, and I don't know why I didn't have it a couple years ago. I love it. So we'll get to that in a minute. Right now, if you want to email me right this second, you can do that at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I answer all my mail. I got an email this morning from a gentleman asking me about what Bluetooth speaker he should use, and I sent him the answer instantaneously because I happen to be on my email. Also, you can Facebook me and ask me a question there. It's Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. We post all our episodes there, and you can ask me a question there. And certainly, last but not least, my favorite page is the Rebel Mouse page, and that would be rebelmouse.com/GadgetProfessor. And that will all be in the show notes. If you don't have the show notes, it's real easy to get them. Basically, just go into thegadgetprofessor.com, where our main webpage is located. Go down to important pages. You'll see the newsletter. Click on that. Put your email address in every Thursday evening. As soon as the episode is posted, you will get the show notes, which is a synopsis of exactly what we spoke about in each episode, and everything is hot linked, so that's a good reference for you. Now, as far as the Rebel Mouse page goes, basically what that does is it takes all our tweets, and we tweet multiple times a day about every new gadget that comes out. So if you want to see what's new in the area of technology and gadgets, go to rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. It's totally free. And that page is dynamic. And what it does is, if you follow us on Twitter, and that would be @gadgetprofessor, this Rebel Mouse page takes all those tweets, and instead of putting it in a couple words, it actually shows you a picture of what the new gadget is, and in a website and a description of what the gadget is, how it works, its applications, and how much it costs, and all that kind of stuff. So, again, this is a really cool page. I myself look at it several times a day just to get a feel for what's new. So check all that out. All right, let's start off our show with one of my favorite unfortunate topics called hacking. The list, oh, by the way, if you're hearing a hammering sound, it's not that our audio is bad, but for some reason, the day we're shooting the show, which is now, there is a crew outside the office building here, and they are actually hammering and chipping away at the stucco surround all the windows in the whole complex, and because that's starting to fall apart, so they're keeping the place up, which is nice, but they'll be pounding for a couple days and replacing all that. So if you do hear hammering, I apologize, but there's nothing I can do about it. The show must go on. All right, here we have a list of government agencies. It's growing. The State Department, the White House, NOAA, which is the Weather Channel, and USPS, they have all been hacked. If whispers can believe, then the Chinese hackers are kicking the U.S. government cyberspace butt and taking names, as the growing list of government data breaches now includes the State Department, the White House, NOAA, which includes the National Weather Service and satellite data, and the United States Postal Service. The State Department joins the White House, the United States Postal Service, and the National Oceanographic Atmosphere Administration on a growing list of hacked agencies. Expect to hear more government networks infiltrated as the Georgia Institute of Technology reports on emerging cyber threats in 2015. Low-intensity online nation sites conflict and become the rule, not the exception. So essentially, what you can be in store for is pretty much everything that can be hacked has already been hacked or is in the process of being hacked. And it's out of control. They definitely know that the predominant hackers out there are the Chinese and the Chinese government. Now, I know I have a lot of people that listen to the Gadget Professor in China. Cut us some slack here. Stop hacking us, please. It's bad. It's real bad. And someday, maybe in the future, I will do an episode about where I think all this hacking is going. It won't be a fun episode, but at least you'll get my impression of what's going on in the hacking world and how it's going to affect everybody on this planet. Moving right along, Starbucks CEO makes the announcement that no company is immune from hacking, and unfortunately that's true. Now here's the interesting thing. This is all be in the show notes. Banks have lost so much consumer information to hackers this year that members of Congress are asking them to come clean with the extent of the damage. I'm not going to read the whole article, but basically it says that a lot of companies have been hacked, and they're not even announcing it to the public, so you don't even know if you've been compromised. So my theory is just assume that you've been hacked, and you need to be really, really, really careful about what you're posting online, and some of it you can't help. You know, we all do banking online, so on and so forth. The only thing that I can tell you is two things. One, is to use as long a password as your brain can remember, because that will help a little. Two, change that password often. And three, be very very careful about where you have your data stored. Make sure that it's encrypted, or better yet, make sure that you have your own cloud. I've talked about this 1,000 times. And why am I pushing your own cloud? Well, one, it's very inexpensive. And two, just think about it. Are the Chinese government or the Chinese hackers going to try to hack into your measly server and just get your information, or are they going to look for a big target like a bank or someone on the stock exchange or Starbucks or Target, so on and so forth? They're going to want the biggest bang for their buck to hack in. So those sites are up. They're readily available. They know where they are. Your server, on the other hand, your small server or offline storage, if you will, no one knows that's there pretty much except you. So that's why I'm a big fan of having your own cloud, if you will, so you can store your data and keep it secured and you can encrypt it, and your chances of being hacked are probably slim and none. All right, enough of that. What I decided to do today, I do have free apps because I always have free apps, but what I decided to do today is just take a minute or two and talk about how you search in Google. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of how many different things that the Google search engine, if you're using the you go to google.com, how you can search. I'm going to cough. Give me one second here. Excuse me. So here's some neat tricks that you may or may not know about, but they only take a second, so I'm going to share them with you. If you have a tracking number for anything, federal, United States Postal Service, whatever it may be, UPS, you don't have to go to their site to search for your package. I don't know if you know this, but all you have to do is go to Google and just enter the tracking number right here, right where it says search. So you'd enter your tracking number, ABC127, whatever it is. Hit return, and it will track your package without going to the site. So that's a little neat It's a neat trick that you may find useful. I do that all the time. Instead of going to a federal site, I just throw in the number. Now, also you can do this with flight tracking. So if you have a flight that you're tracking from Southwest Airlines or United or whoever it may be, then all you do is put that tracking number, that flight tracking number, into the Google search engine, hit return, and you will find out the information about that flight. It, again, saves you from going to the website and trying to figure out where you have to put the tracking number. So just put your flight numbers in there, and it will track it. Here's another Google tip. If you want to translate a word or a bunch of words from English to French or Spanish, whatever it may be, all you do is put translate, and I'm going to use the word computer, to French. So translate computer to French, and if you click it, It instantly showed you that computer in French is informatique. So, informatique. That's computer in French. I don't speak French, but it's a neat, quick way to translate whatever it is that you want to translate. All right. Excuse me. Moving right along, you can do the same thing with conversion. So if I wanted to know, I'm making this up, what 4,500 grams is in pounds, you just put in. 4,500 grams in pounds is what? You don't even have to put as what, just 4,500 grams in pounds. You click the search, and bang, it comes up that it is 9 pounds. So those are quick tricks that you could use and will save you hopefully a lot of time and make you a good Google searcher. Now, last but not least, if you want to define or definition of a word, you just write define, whatever the word is that you want to define. So I put in define hysteresis. Now, if you're a true Gadget Professor fan, I have explained in detail many episodes ago what hysteresis is. But hysteresis, for those who don't know and who care, it's the phenomenon in which the value of the physical property lags being behind changes in the effect causing it. For an instance, in English, what I'm saying is it's the induction or loss of induction from a magnetic field, typically a transformer. When you hear those transformers buzzing, whether it's in your components or on a telephone pole, you're the that's called hysteresis, and that's actually a loss of energy because of the magnetic fields or the little plates between the transformers, the metal plates that give you the magnetic induction are loose and vibrating, hence causing the noise and also causing a loss of power. So that's more than you wanted to know. Let's get on to some free stuff. All right. Cool app. You want this app. You could be on the Droid operating system, or you could be on the iOS, or you have your iPhone. Works either way. And, of course, you're watching the Gadget Professor. It's free. It's free. There's no reason not to have this app. And what this is called Wi-Fi Finder. And what this app will do is it will show you all the Wi-Fi spots that are around, even ones that your regular Wi-Fi finder on your phone, on your smartphone, can't detect. This will detect everything. It will give you pinpoint locations. It will show you the range, and it's very, very good. It will scan your Wi-Fi for hotspots around you. It will search public Wi-Fis anywhere in the world. That might be hard to pick up. You can view hotspot details, car locations, get directions, and even share the hotspot. It filters out by location, cafe, hotel, etc., by the provider. Works both online and offline, and now it's available for all your iOSs. So check that out. It is called Wi-Fi Finder, and I actually put it on my smartphone, and it works quite well, and I was amazed at how many hotspots it found that my Android phone did not find. Now, if you have an old computer, I don't care whether it's an old MacBook Pro or an old PC that's laying around in your garage. I was in my second garage a couple days ago, and I think I have 4 or 5 old PCs. Some of them are taken apart. They're probably missing components or hard drives, but some of them are still intact. And you don't know what to do with the machine other than, you know, raid the components that it has, or you just want to do something with it and you don't know what to do with it. Well, here's a program which is totally free. It's called Kodi, K-O-D-I. This is version 14.0 Helix. And what this will do for you is actually give you the ability to stream audio and video throughout your home for free. And it has a very nice interface. And actually what it will look like is pretty astonishing. Let's see if I can get to the right photo here. I had it up a minute ago. Let's see, here it is here. So this will actually give you that type of interface, and it will show you all the channels that you could pick up and stream live. It's not real easy to hook up, but it's not impossible. So what I'm saying, if you're a brand new beginner, yes, you can hook it up, but it will take you some time. If you know a little bit about computers and you follow every step, you shouldn't have any problem. There's also a forum that will answer anybody's questions, and it's quite good, the forum. So this is a very neat program. It's free, and again, if you're looking for something to do with your old computer, and you want to make a little streaming factory for audio, video, and all the other stuff around that, definitely check this Kodi out, K-O-D-I. It has all the latest types of compression, so it will play pretty much any video format. And this will give you a decent idea of what the interface actually looks like. It's video, movies, TV shows, music, pictures, programs, and you actually get the little crouton, if you will, that shows what the movie is or what you're streaming. Recent movies, recent episodes, recent albums, settings, volume, favorites, the whole bit. It's all there. It's a nice little package. You're not going to hook it up in 10 minutes. You know, it might take you a half hour to an hour, but if you persevere, this will be a great addition and a great utilization for your old machine. Now, this is an interesting website. You may or may not know about it, but it's called Trivago, T-R-I-V-A-G-O. They've recently been advertising on TV. But what this does is it allows you to compare hotel prices and 229 booking sites all at once. So it basically is an aggregator for all the other sites that one would use. And what this does, which was kind of neat, is it actually shows you a yearly calendar, and it will detail what times of the year are the best times to book. Henceforth, you'll save a lot of money because you're not going at you know, peak season. And it does a nice job, and it also gives you some very good options in terms of travel. So check that out, see what you think of it. Now, here's an interesting app. It's called Seamless From Anywhere. And basically what this will do is it will allow you to order food from an app. And it's not available in every city. It's just your more progressive city. So if you were going to search by city, Boston is there, Brookline. That could be Brookline, Massachusetts, probably. Los Angeles, Manhattan, Miami, New York, Philadelphia, Seattle, Washington. You can view all the cities. It's going to catch on. I think it's going to catch on big. So basically all you do is go on your smartphone and pick out what you want to eat, Chinese, pizza, pretty much anything. And these companies are already hooked in with this Seamless app, which is free, and you can order food wherever you want it to go right from your smartphone. And here it lists by state, what's available in the particular city. So there's quite a few of them. Unfortunately, Arizona is not one of them. But if I ever should go back to Massachusetts, I'll be okay. I'll be able to order my food online. So that's a pretty neat app. Now, our last free app of the day, at least it's free for 30 days, is called Revo. And Revo is an uninstall program, which means if you have a program that you don't want to use anymore, you need to uninstall it. Now, of course, the Windows operating system has a built-in uninstaller app in it, but Revo is a little better. And what I like about Revo is, one, it's very simple to use, but two, and almost more importantly, is you have the ability to uninstall everything that's in the registry and essentially wipe out any trace whatsoever of that particular program. The Windows operating system is not quite that effective. So if you really want to make sure that there's no remains whatsoever of this program that you want to get rid of, Revo is what I highly recommend to do that. They do have a 30-day free trial, so if you want to get rid of something, you've got 30 days to do it once you download it. They do have different programs and pricing for other types of software if you choose to buy that. It works great, and I frequently get asked, you know, what uninstall program? I can't get rid of this program no matter how hard I try. Well, one of the things that Revo has that your Windows uninstaller doesn't have is an option called forced uninstall. And essentially what you'll do, and I'm just making this up, let's say it's Word.exe or whatever .exe program you want to get rid of. You basically drag and drop, if you will, that into the forced uninstall, and I guarantee you it will take it right off your computer in seconds. So keep that in mind. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the gadget of the day, and we're going to take a look at camera 2, and you'll see two little phones there. I'm going to actually reach down and put the box up behind it, which is right here, so we'll stay on camera 2. So this is called the Panasonic KXTG454 telephone. You can get this in two sizes, a 4-pack or a 6-pack. I chose to buy 4 phones. And what this is essentially, You can see right there, I have two of the telephones. There you go. Thanks, Mike. There's four that come in the box. I just brought in two because I'm actually using in this in my house. And what this will do, and man, am I sorry I didn't have this years ago, but it's a remote phone. They're wireless phones, so you just basically plug them into the wall. And if you have a normal phone line or what's called a landline these days, you hook your landline up to that phone. And if your number is, you know, 232-232-1234, that's going to be your new phone. So all you would have to do is plug in your phone line into the base unit, which is actually right here. That's the base unit. We'll take a look at that in detail in a minute. And your phone will ring. And then the other phones, all you're going to do is just plug those into the wall. And wherever you are, that 1234 number, your landline number, will ring simultaneously on all those four phones or six phones. And you just pick up the phone and answer it. That's it. What makes this set particularly unique and interesting and fun for me is you now can hook it up via Bluetooth to your smartphone. So essentially what happens is all your smartphones today come equipped with Bluetooth, and I don't care what system you're on, Android, if you're using the Droid, the Motorola, I don't care what brand or who you're using, they all have Bluetooth. This will automatically, in about 2 seconds, connect to your Bluetooth, and when your cell phone rings, your smartphone rings, it will ring on these phones. So again, wherever you are in the house, you're able to answer your cell phone, and that is fantastically comfortable and a very cool time-saving feature. In addition to that, you can make and receive cell phone calls through this phone on any handset that you want, and you also have the ability to link this via Bluetooth to two different cell phones, so that if you have a cell phone and your wife has a cell phone or whoever, you both can link. It will take up to two different Bluetooth pairings, if you will. So that makes it even more functional. This particular set also has what's called DECT 6 Plus technology. And basically, they have a 4 or 5. 6 is the latest, which guarantees you a very long range for the Bluetooth and very clear signal. This also has a smartphone function, which is called the NR key. And this is a flash indication that will allow you to access missed calls. And it also has a feature where it will show you a text message coming through. So I'm going to take the box and kind of move it over here for a second. And I'm going to grab the base unit. Here's the base unit right here. And it's very simple. It consists of the phone. And by the way, all the phones, whether I have one, two, three, or six of these, are all the exact same. Now, the back of this is quite simple. I'll try to get you a close-up on camera, too. There'll be two things that you'll want to notice. One is the actual input for the phone line, if you had a landline. And the other one is the power pack, which I didn't bother to bring in because it plugs in the wall and you plug the other end in here. So let's take a close-up and at least see if we can see the jack on the back here. So that would be right there. That's where you put the phone plug in. And then over here is the power connection, and that's pretty much it. So you're going to get power from the wall, 100 volts, 110 volts AC to power this unit up, and you're going to plug the phone into it. On the actual box itself, there's an answering service that's built in. This will forward your calls if you want. If you want to pair the phones, okay, the Bluetooth, it's very easy to do. There's a button here, one button. We'll get a close-up of that. Right there's the button. So essentially you just push the button and it will automatically find your cell phone. You put your cell phone on seek in the Bluetooth mode and your second cell phone and it will find it. Now when you leave the house and you come back, it automatically finds your phone. Once they're paired, you're done. You don't have to do that ever again. So it works phenomenally well. The other thing that I like about this, it's very cool, is I left my phone actually yesterday in the kitchen, and I had this on my desk where my computer is in my studio, and the cell phone rang, and instead of me running up to get the cell phone, I just picked this phone up and answered my call that was on my cell phone. Really cool, really neat, crystal clear. It's just like a regular working phone. But about 10 minutes later, I got a text message, and I still hadn't picked up my phone from the kitchen. Right there it said, a text from Joe. That was really cool. So I actually can see who's texting me. No, you can't answer the text on this, but at least I was made aware that I did have a text message from Joe. So all in all, it's a pretty good, very functional phone. I love the convenience of it. The other thing that it will do, it's kind of backwards interesting, if you will, and I've never seen this done before. As I mentioned, the phone base, okay, which looks like this, this has the answering service portion of it, and there's only one box like this, and the phone just basically sits like so. What happens is, if the power goes out, in other words, the power pack that supplies this with your 110 volts, if it goes out, this still goes on to work. It actually takes the power from the phone and still lets you use the Bluetooth as long as the batteries are charged in the back. And that's pretty simple. You get two. I'll show you this on camera, too. There's two AAA batteries for each phone. It comes with it. These are rechargeable. They work really well. They hold a charge for a long time. And you can use any rechargeable batteries, but it does come with Panasonic rechargeables. And these are nickel cad batteries, so they're the good ones. And it actually will power the phone in a power failure from these batteries. So that's pretty clever engineering and pretty good thinking. So you always have your cell phone, essentially four cell phones or six cell phones, wherever you have this. I bought the four-unit one because that's all I needed. You do have the ability to buy the four and upgrade to the six, buy two more phones at any point in time, or you can buy the six-pack. So those are all very cool features. The other feature that it has, and I haven't needed to use it, was the noise reduction feature, and it's a little blue button on the phone. We'll see if you can see it on camera, too. If you see the blue button, and that would be in your lower left, lower right-hand corner, it's a noise reduction button. So if the signal isn't crystal clear, you just push that button, and it makes it crystal clear. As I said, I have not had to use it because I've had absolutely no problems. And it has all the other features that one would have. It has redial. It has call waiting. It has speakerphone. The speakerphone on this works excellent. So all you do is push speakerphone. Your hands free, you just throw the phone on the desk. Very, very, very convenient. I highly recommend this. There are multiple places you can buy it. Amazon sells it for about $99, but if you happen to be a member of Costco, they sell four phones for, I think it's $80 for four phones. It was $100 for the six phones. They're exactly the same. They work the same. Just one gives you four, one gives you six. So if you're looking for a real convenient mechanism, if you will, to have your cell phone available throughout your home and also have the ability to make phone calls, receive phone calls, know when you're getting text, this is a very handy unit. What I used to do is put my cell phone next to my bed and charge it at night. But because I'm in Arizona, people call me from Boston. When we were on a three-hour time difference, it was really a pain. So now there's a mode where you can put this on quiet. So it won't wake you up if you don't want it to. And now I have the ability to go anywhere in the house, the cell phone, wherever it's laying. I just pick up this phone, and my cell phone is literally, my smartphone is right at my hand. So I really like this. And if you're looking for, if you are at a point where you have old wireless phones like this, and you have like the older type that are not Bluetooth, if you go to buy new ones, by all means, there's just no reason on the planet not to get one of these Bluetooth compatible phones. And the fact that you can set up two different phones on Bluetooth makes this just a no-brainer. So I highly recommend it. I think you will love it. I know I do. And that will do it today for the Gadget Professor. I'll see everybody next week. Thanks so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.